Number 28, Gerard. The Alpha Omega Chapter, Alpha Delta State, of the Delta Kappa Gamma Society International, an honorary women educators group in cooperation with the Martha Holden Jennings Foundation, presents a history of Gerard and its schools. Gerard lies on the extreme westerly edge of Liberty Township in Trumbull County. The Mahoning River runs through the town, but Gerard is almost entirely on the east side of that stream. Weathersfield Township adjoins Gerard on the west. Early mills were established along the river, which promoted the growth of Gerard. However, for the first 30 years of its existence, Gerard was a small settlement. The construction of the Pennsylvania and Ohio Canal, which began around 1838, brought special interest to Gerard. This canal extended from Gerard to Niles. A mystery surrounds the origin of the name Gerard. Many people believe that it was named in honor of Stephen Gerard, the great American philanthropist who died in 1831. Stephen Gerard had no interest in this part of the country, but he did have people here who admired his kind of deeds. In 1837, a town plot was laid out at Gerard by David Todd of Youngstown and several Warren men. This date marks the birth of Gerard as a city. Gerard grew rapidly with the opening of the canal about 1839 or 1840. The railroad came a few years later, and the 1860s saw the era of coal mining in Liberty Township. Gerard became the southern terminus of the railroad, which is now known as the Erie Railroad. And people who traveled to and from Youngstown to Cleveland or other points northwest of the Mahoning Valley had to go by canal packets or drive or walk to Gerard to take the train. The construction of transportation facilities brought a great deal of business to Gerard, and by 1850 it had become a manufacturing and business center. In 1840, a large flour mill was built on the west side of the river by Jesse Baldwin and Abner Osborne. It operated for over 90 years. Gerard grew steadily until 1890. The business depression of the 90s was countrywide and was especially bad in the steel districts. Gerard remained stagnant in growth during that period, but began to revive at the beginning of the 20th century. Many families that had much to do with that early history of Gerard and its activities during the later decades of the 19th century included Crail Hauser, Falkenstein, Rush Johnson, Carlton, and Eggman families, which remained in Gerard. The first schools in the Gerard Liberty area included a log house near Churchill in 1810. But there were schools in Gerard unlisted historically even before that. The first records of the schools tell of two schools, one in an area south of Gerard proper called Mosier. Another existed in an area west of Gerard called Weathersfield. A school on Peter Carlton's land, later the Evan Morris property on South State Street, served that area. In 1883, there were schools in Gerard proper. The residents of Mosier can remember going down a lane bordered with trees to attend a school there that had been built about 1836. Teachers were Mary Hall and a Miss Underwood. The school was located near the Warmer House. Another family in Mosier at that time was the Wallace clan, whose daughter Elizabeth became a prominent teacher of Latin and German. Members of that family owned the Youngstown Foundry. In 1840, there was a one-room frame building on the south side of West Liberty Street. Residents now in their 80s remember skirting what was known as Crail Hollow. It was now the end of Broadway to attend another one-room school near the site of Crail Tannery, long ago destroyed by fire. This school housed the first and second grades with teacher Blanche Jones Grice. A two-room frame building known as the Brown School was used for many years as a grade school and was located at the corner of Abbey and Market Streets. During World War I, it was used as a hospital during the flu epidemic. The baby school was located at the northwest corner of High and Main Streets for the primary grades, hence the name Baby School. Third grade students were sent to the old brick school on today's city building site. Children walked from the north end of town, crossing the dirt road, which was State Street. Of course, then the traffic was negligible, horses and buggies only. Teachers there included Anna Harris, one of the founders of the Alpha Omega chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma, Marion Owens, Mary Frack, and Charlie Brooks, who lived in Wethersfield and served there on the Board of Education for many years. Sixth grade students were moved to the new North Avenue building. Teachers there were Grace Crail Vogel in sixth grade and Charles Brooks for the seventh and the eighth grades.